Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There is much in my childhood that is gone and forgotten, but there are those pieces, those fragments of memory that seem to persist no matter what time may try to do to them. Some make sense, those being the big events in life, whether good or bad. But some seem so random. You wonder how they've managed to remain for so long. For example, I remember asking my mom one day. I don't remember how old I was or what context it was in, but I remember asking her what it was like to live through a war. I asked about her memories, how war had affected her daily life, and how aware she was of the fighting. I don't really remember her response except for one short sentence. She said to me, "You'll find out for yourself." Looking back, she wasn't being so pessimistic as she was simply knowing human nature. Little did I know that I would not have to wait very long to find out. Another memory from a few years after that burned into my brain. Almost 17 years ago from today, I was in my 7th grade Spanish class when we were told that 2 airplanes had just crashed into the World Trade Center. When I got home from school, it seemed as if the world had stopped. News coverage the whole day focused on those terror attacks. Less than a month later, the United States had declared war on terror. The first war I have memories of, and it's a war that we haven't won and we never will. No matter how great and mighty our army may be, it cannot extinguish evil from the world. This is proven again and again with every terrorist attack, with every bombing, with every mass shooting and school shooting, with every murder, and even with every hateful word. Evil has so affected the world and it has tainted all of us that from battlefields to politics, somehow we are convinced that the only way to fight evil is with evil. In the ages of information and technology, we know when a war is raging. We get videos and commentary of it pouring through our screens and speakers. Yet there is an even more dangerous war raging every day in which we are each soldiers. Yet we often act like we don't have the foggiest idea about it. The deadliest war in history rages all around us, claiming more lives than Iraq and Afghanistan, Vietnam, or even the 2 world wars combined. It has claimed every life that has ever come into existence from Adam to this present day. And its consequence is more dire than any war fought between men. But the enemy can't be seen. And the collateral damage isn't on buildings or infrastructure. And we have become so familiar with its cost that it has simply become a way of life. People are born. People suffer. People die. Paul reminds us that we live in this invisible war, the great spiritual battle. He says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places." Every moment of our lives, this battle rages. The principalities and powers, the agents of Satan, lurk in the sinful darkness of this world and scheme to take our souls through lying, deceit, temptation, and sin. They seek to ruin our lives and destroy us. There is no place on earth where the devil does not engage us in this battle for the souls of the saints. As Peter says, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing the same kinds of sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Yet against such enemies, we cannot rely on our own strength, for it is useless. We cannot rely on our own abilities or our own weapons, but only on the strength of God Almighty. So St. Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. God himself is our strength in this daily spiritual battle. Thus David prays in the Psalms, God is our refuge and God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. And again, God only is my rock and my salvation. He alone is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is God. As David prays, so we stand against the wiles of the devil. As Paul urges, we fight with confidence in this battle for our souls. To do so, to stand and fight as God would have us fight, we must be clear that the devil is the enemy. The devil is the source of our anguish. The devil is our foe and no one else. The devil wants to take our soul and make it his own, not your neighbor. The devil wants to take your life and drag you down to hell, not your neighbor. The devil wants to wrest you out of the kingdom of God and steal away all the blessings that Jesus gives, not your neighbor. And if your neighbor, for some reason, should admit to such ambition, it is not of his own doing, but the work of the devil upon his soul. When Paul says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, he means that the spiritual battle we fight is not against one another, but against the devil, against the evil angels, the powers of darkness and deception and death that run loose throughout the world. Paul's words today are a trumpet call for us to strive for peace and love and respect for one another, to live in harmony as the communion of saints and as beloved children of God. For if we devour one another in strife and enmity and gossip and backbiting, then we do the devil's work for him. So St. Paul calls us to engage in the devil and fight against him, not in our own strength or might, but to fight with the might and power of God Almighty. We fight with his full armor. We fight with truth. Like a belt wrapped around our waist, we fight surrounded by God's truth in Jesus. With the truth girding us, we're always ready to engage the devil on God's terms and not his own. As we fight, Christ's righteousness protects us like a breastplate, strong enough to shield us from the enemy's toughest blows. On our feet, we wear the good news of the gospel in Christ Jesus, ready to go anywhere and everywhere we are needed and proclaim the victory over the devil in Christ our Lord. We wield the shield of faith to quench the fiery arrows that the devil and his angels fire. Every act of faith, our worship, prayer, devotion, and meditation upon God's word, our proper reception of his sacraments, all these acts of faith and faithfulness put out the fiery arrows of the evil one and keep us strong in the strength of our Lord. We wear on our heads the helmet of salvation in Christ, and by faithful hearing and learning of the word of God, we wield his sword of the Spirit against Satan, landing our own deathly blows on the enemy. This is what the battle looks like for us. It looks like devotions prayed around our kitchen table, like prayers said at your bedside every morning and evening, like worship in the sanctuary, like faithful Christian witness and confession whenever the opportunity presents itself, like loving our enemies and turning our cheek, like resisting temptation by the Spirit of God. With every act of faith, The devil suffers loss. With every act of devotion, the devil loses ground. With every moment of worship and confession, the devil must retreat. And the church of God, that is you and me and all the saints, we hold the field in faith. Our weapons against the devil are not guns or swords or spears or any other worldly weapon. Our weapons are the weapons of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. But Pastor, all this talk about spiritual warfare seems so far from my life. I come to church, I go to work, I spend time with my family and friends. How is it that this great battle for my soul rages all around and I never notice? The wars we fight between each other seem much more important and real. We may not have videos and commentaries pouring in, but there sure are signs of this great battle all around us, even within us. If you're unaware of the evil within the world, you may not notice it. If you're unaware of the devil stalking you, you may be just blissfully ignorant of the truth of our earthly existence. If you do not know this spiritual battle for your soul constantly rages, it may be that you have already lost it, and the devil holds you firm in his grasp. But even if that is true, there is a way to become more aware of this battle for your soul and engage in it. There is a way to engage the devil and take part in the victory that our Lord Jesus Christ gives you. Pray. Prayerfully confess your sinful ignorance of God's fighting for your salvation. Pray God would strengthen you by his might and power to take up his spiritual arms and engage the battle yourself. Pray for your eyes to be open to the spiritual danger you face every moment of every day of your lives. That is what Paul calls praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, keeping alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. By such prayer, we receive from God and find our strength in him. For God answers our prayer with his word, strengthening us for every battle we face. God answers our prayers with his forgiveness in baptism and in holy absolution, wiping away our sin and our weakness, and taking away all that would weaken us in the face of the devil's assaults. God answers our prayers in the body and blood of Christ, granting us salvation from the devil and joining us to himself in the battle against hell and all the devils. God answers our prayer by revealing that Christ our Lord has already won the battle over the devil at the cross of Calvary by his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. He has vanquished the evil foe. Though we may not always be aware of this war as it rages around us, we live amid it, and we fight the spiritual battle, but we fight with weapons of faith, for Christ is by our side. We fight the good fight, for we know Christ fights on our behalf. We take our strength and power from him, for he is our mighty fortress in this lifelong battle against the evil one. And when this life is over, we rest from our battles, and the saints yet to come will join it anew. When the battle is finally over, at the end of the age, and Christ returns in his glory and victory, we will stand victorious with Christ our Lord. We will watch as Satan is cast into the lake of fire, never to assault us again. We'll gather around the throne of God the Father and of the Lamb, and we will join in the unceasing songs of the saints triumphant. Freed from the devil and his assaults, we will sing the praise of God and the Lamb, and our singing will have no end. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.